This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99TheGame.com. I got Sam and Jason with Noel White, other side of the glass. Hope you've enjoyed being with us on this Sunday morning. And you got basketball coming up later today. Michigan and Ohio State pregame at 12:45 and the tip at 1 o'clock. You can hear basketball here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've been talking a lot of soccer talk, first of all, with Atlanta United in the last segment. But also the high school season has started as well. Maybe talk a little bit about the influence Atlanta United has at that level. It has to be great. And someone you partner with a great deal with this, and I'll see him in a couple of weeks. But you
partner with him too.
Yeah. It's John Nelson who joins us now. John, good morning.
Morning. I am looking out my back porch and I'm looking at just how much water I get to sweep out of my everything and try to figure out, can we drill a hole in the back of the porch and just get everything to the drain each and every time it rains overnight?
Wow.
That man. Would be something you would try to figure out. That sounds about right.
How was it? Did it wake you up about 4:30, 5 o'clock?
I'm a light sleeper anyway, but when it wakes up the rowdy man, our guardian of the estate, and he is not a fan of the rain, we have to keep an eye on him. So that was the big number one priority.
So you didn't get the late night drama that I did in the Creek Cup over at Johns Creek. With our SDH network, we called every game in this first year event put on by Kelly Bowler and Johns Creek High School. 20 teams, 5 brackets across boys and girls. Games were at Johns Creek High School. Games were at Northview. I kind of held things down at Johns Creek. John held things down at Northview. But you had some pretty good games going on over at Northview over the past week as well.
Yeah, and it was a great showcase of talent, and there's a lot of great storylines that were attached to it too. You look at a team like Greenbrier, who drove all the way in from just north of Augusta, and they have one coach, the head coach for the boys and the girls team, same individual, Rob Houston. And to see how that program is evolving and they're creating havoc in East Georgia, and they're turning into a power on the girls' side, and seeing how things are evolving there. I thought that it was unique to see that, but it's also cool about how things are around the state of Georgia, where you look at a Walton. We know here in the Atlanta area, but then you bring in folks from, say, a Maury County. You bring in folks from you bring in the folks from Greenbrier. You bring in all of the folks from outside the Atlanta area to come and want to be a part of this tournament. And really making some inroads where, here's your piece of trivia, and Sam, I think that you probably would know this one. For Greenbrier's girls team, 3 sets of sisters, and there were a handful of those sisters that played on the flag football team that keeps chasing after championships every year.
Yeah, they do. They got a big national recognition, right? Greenbrier girls. They're fantastic, very talented.
And so you have the girls at Greenbrier playing multiple sports, and the influence of Atlanta United outside the area. I mean, Jason, you got to call Dothan Alabama yep. High, who's an area champ in Alabama, working their way up here to this tournament. And I thought that was another cool aspect of the whole thing, that it's not just a Georgia tournament. It's not just an Atlanta tournament, not just a Georgia tournament, but it turned into a Southeast tournament with Dothan showing up and making a strong showing.
Yeah, they got to the final and took it to penalties against Johns Creek, Johns Creek's a top 10 team in the state, I think. Maybe the fastest team I saw in all of the games so far. It's the first week of the Georgia high school soccer season. And, you know, Walton and North Atlanta was the boys' final that I had at the end of the night last night. And those are two top 10 teams in all classifications. North Atlanta got the win in penalties over Walton. But I think what jumped out to me and Kelly Bowler, the head coach at Johns Creek, talked about it as he was putting this event together. For teams like Greenbrier, for teams like Murray, who was a last-minute replacement and came in and maybe trying to punch above their weight a little bit as a smaller program and outside of the metro area, you're at this point in the season and region plays everything. That's going to determine who goes to the state tournament and where you get seated and all of that. But to really prepare for that, you've got to play these games early on. And I think Greenbrier is the prime example of it because I've seen that girls team before and they're very good, but when you don't get tested as much in regular season and then you get up against the heavyweights in the state tournament, you haven't had the experience. You don't have the muscle memory in those games.
Right.
Getting these games and getting it in the format that they did, I thought it was really smart and it didn't really hit me until last night. You're putting a championship on it. You're playing a semifinal and a final, essentially. Everybody got two games in it. But to have an early season game where you want to win, it matters because, you're getting a trophy at the end and you're having an MVP announced, but it makes it have more on the line than just an interesting non-region game.
Right.
It means something. It worked really well. I think Murray, I think Greenbrier, I think Dothan going back into competition in Alabama, all of these teams really benefited from it, and it's going to serve them well later this season.
And I'll give you another one, LaGrange, who came in. Yeah. As well from the Western Georgia. And you mentioned punching above your weight. I think that the LaGrange girls, when they were in their bracket, they were facing Midtown. And Midtown in that third place game, Ella Gagnon, definitely a player to keep an eye on here for those that follow girls soccer in the Atlanta area. But for LaGrange, you got to see a player like Emma Meredith, who plays offense and she plays in net. She played their first game for LaGrange in the tournament, and she, there were moments where you looked at Emma Meredith and you're going, okay, there might be some college coaches looking at her. Another midfielder, Reese Humphreys, who was all over the field for LaGrange all weekend long, getting that kind of exposure also for these programs in a tournament like this, I think that it serves them well on the field and off by the time you're done.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with John Nelson. Always great to catch up with him, and he is social. You can find him at OSG Nelson at OSG Nelson. Look, what you guys are telling me right here sounds an awful lot like what we hear with football, what we hear with basketball. Early in the season, sometimes you have to get that opponent from another part of the state or from another state because of what you may not get within your region as regions are configured right now to make sure you're at your best when you get to tournament time. Is that pretty much what we're seeing with soccer?
Yeah. What do you think, John?
I think so. Yeah, and I think that it's evolving that way, where you're having teams from Alabama regularly playing teams from Georgia in that non-region schedule to prepare them for the region schedule. You know, Sam, you and I always talk about three seasons, and I think that now that we're seeing it in soccer as well, season one, your non-region schedule. Get you ready for season two, which is your region schedule, which you hope gets you ready for season three, which is your postseason run. And I'm almost, you look at it, and it's great to see that teams want to challenge themselves. They'll cross over state borders. They'll play up in class. I mean, you'll have a double-A team play a 4A team, a 4A team play a 6A team, not even flinch about it, knowing that the greater mission and the greater picture is that third season that we're talking about. And you know, for me and for Jason, especially on the high school level, getting to see all of these unique matchups where you might play them later on in the year in a playoff setting, but you want to go ahead and test yourself early on. It's fun for us to be able to cover that on the high school scene to see how things are evolving through these three seasons.
Yeah, to see some of the matchups that we saw in this Creek Cup event, which I think is going to be even bigger and better next year with now having, you know, a tournament under your belt, people seeing it from the outside and saying, oh, I want to be in that. I want to get those games early in the season.
Yeah,
I think you're going to have an even bigger event next year. But this week coming up, the second week of the regular season, you know, we call games all over the state with the SDH Network, and we're going to be in places like Petrie City with McIntosh, a defending state champion, a powerhouse in soccer, boys and girls both.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing Dalton in during winter break. Dalton's coming down to play McIntosh. That's always a big game.
Yeah.
Two coaches in Matt Sheaves and Bunky Colvin who've known each other forever. But then Friday, we're going up to Dalton as Johnson from Gainesville, one of the best teams over the last, 5 years, maybe even longer than that, in the state of Georgia in their classifications. They're going up to Dalton for a huge, like, cross-region game.
Right.
You're starting to see more of that in soccer, which is great. And, John, I mean, I know you've covered what's going on down in South Georgia a little bit with Perry, with Jeff Davis. It's happening down on that end of the state, too.
I know, and it's fun to see the environments that you know from high school football turn into those environments for high school football. Mm-hmm. And as an example, subtle plug, March 11, we will be, the SDH Network will be in the Pinelands for Appling County and Jeff Davis. And for someone who knows high school football and might know the lower classifications, you sit there and you look at that on a Friday night in the fall and you go, man, that's a great matchup.
Mm-hmm.
But you apply that now to soccer. These two teams played last year in the playoffs, and they played in Hazelhurst. Stadium seats, I want to say 3,500. You couldn't get a ticket. You had to get your tickets early. Mm-hmm. And if you were a student, students got in early, and it was one of the most loud and boisterous environments that you could imagine. And it applied to Hazelhurst, Georgia, for a team from Baxley and a team from Hazelhurst playing in a lower classification playoff game that meant a lot to advance toward a state championship. And so what we're seeing on Football Fridays is now what we're seeing on football, but more than just Friday.
Yeah, but that, and that, well, talk about the role that Atlanta United plays in that. The fact that, you know, you have something to aspire to or something to watch, and a team that has come out, like I always say with Jason, right from the start, was such a big hit, box office favorite, playing for championships. We hope that they're going to do that again this year. But the influence, I think, is undeniable.
Yeah, you see those Atlanta United shirts in the crowd at all of these games all over the state. And I think, John, like something else that I'm seeing more and more of is, you mentioned it on the girls' side with girls who might be flag football players, might be basketball players. I know there's a few girls' high school soccer teams that are struggling a little bit right now because their players are still playing basketball.
Yep.
So you have those elements, but soccer is now a bigger deal to where it's drawing some of those players over. Caleb McClure, a kicker for Sequoia, is one of the best players on the field for them in their match. So you're seeing those players say, you know what, I want to go over and I want to see the soccer thing. I want to experience that.
And at the same time, I think that the GA 100 project that Atlanta United is putting together and giving the opportunity to have mini pitches around the state to where it's, once again, not just in the Atlanta area, and you're having all of these different mini pitches, and Atlanta United gets to sit there and share the game outside the city of Atlanta. And I mean, I think Dalton is going to be one of the newer ones to be touched by this project. And so anytime that you see something like this, where Atlanta United is reaching out into communities outside the Atlanta area and becoming the southeastern team that folks want to gravitate toward, to have a project like that, I think also speaks volumes as well about growing the game long term and letting everybody see what Atlanta United is about in the short term.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nelly, always great to catch up with you, man. When I can catch up with you, because you're constantly on the move. You're not a stationary target at all.
Jason's fast. Jason's on the move more than I am, Sam. I mean, I am but a mere bronze medalist to Jason's gold medal run.
Okay, you guys get it together. And it's great stuff you got and great information for us as the high school soccer season begins. Just fantastic stuff. So we're always great to catch up with you, man.
Anytime, my friend. See you soon.
All right, all right. That is John Nelson, who is keeping fast pace with Jason Longshore, documenting and covering high school soccer throughout our state, and doing a magnificent job.